Okay, our friends. So today we are going to read a story for those of you who have ever woken up and just not felt like yourself. Have you ever woken up and just been, oh, man, I am not in a good mood. I feel yucky. Because if you have, then you might be like the girl in today's story. And I cannot wait to share with you the solution that they come up with. So today's story is called Virginia Woolf. It was written by Kiel McClear and Isabel Azarnot. And we like her artwork. We've seen it before. This is going to be a great story, my friends. It's read today by Mommy and...
the P-H-I-L-I-P.
The P-H-I-L-I-P. Philip! So Mommy and the P-H-I-L-I-P. So buckle up, y'all. Here we go. One day, my sister Virginia woke up feeling wolfish. She made wolf sounds and did strange things. And in the picture, we can see this girl looks like a black wolf in the bed. Ooh, I don't know if I would want to be around her, would you? Kind of scary looking. When I painted her picture, she growled, "Vanessa, don't." And whoa, Vanessa, the little girl in the book, looks up at this wolf and, oh, she looks quite frightened, and I cannot blame her. I would be quite frightened of that wolf too, wouldn't you? When her friends rang the doorbell, she moaned, "I'm not home." She scared everyone away. Well, yeah. She said, "Do not wear that cheerful yellow dress." My favorite dress. "Do not brush your teeth so loudly." She even told the bird to "Stop that racket!" She was a very bossy wolf. And we can see the girl who is in the story, Vanessa, feels like this wolf has huffed and puffed and just blown her way far away. And everything in her world is just exploding. The whole house sank. Up became down. Bright became dim, glad became gloom. I did my best to cheer her up. I offered her treats. She wolfed them all down, but it made no difference. Nothing pleased her. Not the cat, not my violin, not even making faces at our brother Toby. She pulled up her covers and said, "Leave me alone." Then she said nothing to anybody. Oh, have you ever felt that way? The feeling that says, just leave me alone and I don't want to talk to anybody. Yeah, that's a really sad feeling. That's a really hard feeling to have, isn't it? I lay beside her on the bed. We were two quiet lumps under the blanket. We sank deep among the pillows. We looked out the window and gazed at the sky. We watched the clouds, a smudgy sailboat, a flying llama, and a floating castle.
The flying llama?
Mm-hmm. In the pictures, it looks like the clouds, I don't know, are different things. It was like a whole other world. Still, my sister said nothing to anybody. Well, sometimes you don't feel like talking, right? After a while, I said, "There must be something that will make everything feel better." I said, "Please, Virginia," I said, "say something." And finally she replied, "If I were flying right now, I might feel better." Oh, if she were flying, huh? "If you were flying, where would you like to go?" I opened her atlas and named a few places. Paris, Tokyo, Mexico, Mexico City.
"No, no, no," she said.
And then, my friends, she tells us where she wants to go. And I have to say, ugh, listen to this. You're going to love it.
If I were flying, I would travel to a perfect place. A place with frosted cakes and beautiful flowers and excellent trees to climb and absolutely no doldrums.
What's a doldrum? It's a place where you just don't feel like doing anything at all. Everything is very gray and miserable. Do you remember when we read The Phantom Tollbooth? And they were going along in the car and then suddenly they got stuck?
In the doldrums?
They got stuck in the doldrums. Yeah, it's a sad place to be because you just don't have any energy.
But where is that? I asked. And she thought for a moment and said, Bloomsbury, of course.
Where's Bloomsbury?
Bloomsbury? I've never heard of it. Is that near Burlington? She shook her head and sighed. Buffalo?
I said, I don't think so. She growled, slipping under the covers.
I have never heard of Bloomsbury either. I kind of wonder if it's a real place. But let's see.
I flipped through her atlas, but found no Bloomsbury. No perfect place. I didn't tell my sister, but I had an idea. I found my art box and a stack of paper and tiptoed around the room while my sister napped.
What is she gonna do? Can you think?
I made a garden. I painted trees and strange candy blossoms and green shoots and frosted cakes. I painted leaves that said hush in the wind and fruit that squeaked. And slowly I created a place called Bloomsbury, and I made it look just the way it sounded.
And friends, oh friends, in the pictures we can see her artwork. And I gotta tell ya, if you had to travel to a place called Bloomsbury, you would want it to look just like this place, right?
Mm-hmm. My sister woke up. At first, she was too busy howling at the moon to notice what I was doing. I painted a swing and a ladder that reached up to the window so that what was down could climb up. My sister started to pay attention. I brought the outside inside. I painted floating petals that looked like confetti. My sister stood up and helped. She said wolves like to wander around, so we painted a field with a big roaming space.
For her sister to act like a wolf in, I guess, right?
We made turquoise birds and purple butterflies out of colored paper, and Virginia told a story about a gray-shelled snail that passed along the earth and reached the top of a mountain without realizing it.
Oh, do you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like Virginia needed an imaginary place where she could let her imagination run wild. Don't you think?
The whole house lifted. Down became up, dim became bright, gloom became glad. When we were done, it was past midnight. Everyone slept soundly. The next morning, my sister woke up and said, "The flowers are floppy." I nodded. "The trees look like lollipops." I nodded again. "That shrub looks like an elephant." She laughed. "You hate it?" I groaned. "No," she said. "It's perfect. I love it." I smiled. She looked different, so I asked her how she felt. "Much better," she said, looking a little bit sheepish. "Do you really feel better?" I asked.
And in the picture, we can see her sister has gone back to looking like a human. Yay!
"Yes," she smiled and took my hand. "Now let's go out and play."
And they are off. Outside, enjoying the play.
And you know, I think sometimes if you have someone who is willing to help you find that place where you can use your imagination, if you can't find it on your own, sometimes you need a little bit of help, right? Mm-hmm. What a wonderful sister she was, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
Me too. And that, my dear friends, is...
the end.
The end. Oh, was there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, we can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.